Hello, Universe.
And welcome, all of the listeners. I am Jan Sircone, and my partner here is...
Matt Kramer.
And our show is live from Ordinary Miracles. We sound like Mr. Rogers and Mrs. Rogers tonight, like we're talking to kindergartners.
We can work on that.
We do have a good time, and we're fair here. We honor the divine fasculine, the divine masculine and feminine.
Well, you just invented a word there, fasculine.
Fasculine. Oh, that's what we want to be balanced, right? I am the fasculine.
We're the world's first fasculine couple.
Fasculine, well, together. We are live from Ordinary Miracles, and our show revolves around our core belief as a fasculine couple that sound, in fact, is transformative and healing, not just on the physical, but the emotional, and accelerates spiritual healing and ascension.
You know what, tonight, I don't feel like doing my usual voice mapping commercial.
I'll do your commercial.
Okay.
Okay. Matt and I, we have two different programs, and actually he has to be nice to me because I refer him clients over. We both work with the voice and sound healing. My program was developed by Kay Louie Thompson about 13, 14 years ago. And within our voice holds all the frequencies of our body, our organs, the ligaments, and our emotions, actually. So I'm able to take the voice and plot those frequencies and then take a look at your health processes. And it's just amazing. They always... there's very, very, very much to be seen there. It's like pulling back the veil on a person's health and their energy choices that create that balance or imbalance, which is musical. Our bodies are musical. Now, if I see lots of emotions coming in, unbalancing that person to the degree that it's impacting their health, which, believe me, happens so easily, stress causes disease, then I say, go over and see Matt Kramer. No, I'll be Matt.
Very fascinating of you.
My name's Matt. Matt's program is voice mapping, and you are able to map out your deep matrix subconscious relationships to your significant others, particularly your caregivers and your parents. For instance, there's a pie that comes up, and your voice produces a pie for yourself and a pie for your mom.
Pie chart?
Yeah, well, no. Like it's a circle all cut into pies.
It's called pie chart.
Oh, okay. I think that you're saying pie. I am not mathematical. So if it's real red, you have a hot area there in your emotions. Could be conditional love, sadness, grief, things like this. And if it's nice vibrating green, you're okay in those emotions. Now, the interesting thing I found when I did Matt's program is that my voice pie configuration matched my mother's, which means I actually picked up the resonances and reactions to the world of my mother, which is scary because she married my father. So I go around looking for a man like Dad to match, and you can just see it goes on and on and on. And the amazing thing is that once you get those frequencies pulsed back into you, which is still a little bit of a mystery how
the biofeedback process.
Biofeedback, that it releases those matrices and you no longer crave that which drives you crazy. Did I do a good job?
It's an interesting perspective. for a little more grammatically accurate story, go to mattkramer.com and scroll down to voice mapping.
And if you want to find out about the different things that I am up to with voice healing, which most of them do revolve around the voice. I teach classes at the Globe Sound Healing Institute in San Francisco, The Sacred Voice, Using Your Voice as an Intentional Healing Tool.
There's a conference coming up.
There absolutely is. David Gibson has put together another amazing array of leaders in the sound healing field, and that's going to be right where it was last year, the Clarion Hotel in San Francisco, and that's just coming up right in May.
May 2nd or something like that.
May 2nd, 3rd-ish. You can go to soundhealingcenter.com. Now, I got a little railroaded there because I was heading towards my website.
Oops.
My website is, I think the words tell it all, Music for Joy and Healing. And you'll see all the different ways that I celebrate
.com.
The human voice. You are feisty
no,
tonight.
No, I'm just helping
Mr.
out.
Mr. Femiscule, what do you say for masculine? I'll kick your masculine. Okay, we have an amazing guest tonight. We're not going to bring her in yet. We have a little bit more goofing around to do. But she also honors and works with the voice. And her business, her website is called Giving Voice to Spirit. I think that's fabulous. I thought my little thing was where sound and spirit meet was good, but I think this is this really good, Kip. Kip Walker uses her sacred voice for transformation and healing. And she's an amazing woman that I had the good fortune to meet at my booth at Santa Fe World Sound Healing Conference last November. And we really hit it off. We had some great times. She came up during my talk and actually gave a fabulous sound healing with her voice. So we're going to discover just how she came upon this work and some of her path of initiation and singing in spirit and yeah, we'll have a great time interviewing her tonight. Kip Walker.
So what's the best thing that happened to you this week?
Well, I promised I wouldn't say the worst, so both are best and best.
Okay.
I had this idea. I'm moving. My house is for sale. And I had this idea of this configuration of people. We're going to rent this storefront, da-da-da-da-da. And I found out yesterday it was not going to work for two out of the three people, which means I was the only one left holding the lease. So it was beautiful because when I looked at it and I said, it's not going to work unless anybody's perfectly happy. And I said, so I asked Spirit for something better. Within a few hours, I actually found a person that I know who's interested in creating exactly what I want, which is a living space, a loft in a warehouse, overlooking a beautiful healing space where I can do classes, healing sessions, and this person has the same dream, and he's a carpenter, so there you go. Best and best.
You got structure and concept all wrapped in one.
Mm-hmm. It's just, you have to scratch your head these days. Things are really, be careful what you wish for. They're really being delivered in a much quicker basis.
Well, as usual, these are interesting times.
Yes, they are.
Well, my best thing was an instant, but there's a bit of a story to lead up to that instant. And it's connected to my guest coming up on this show on May the 14th, which is a wonderful writer and performer named Steve Seskin. And if you've heard of a song called Don't Laugh at Me, which was recorded by Peter, Paul, and Mary, and a lot of other people, Steve is the writer of that song. So I was at a house concert Saturday night for Steve. Place was packed. Oh, and one of the people in the audience was Dr. Al Haas, who will be our guest on May 7th on this very show. And Steve was talking about, he just discovered YouTube. He'd heard of it, but somebody finally emailed him and said, hey, Steve, you're all over YouTube.
No.
Matter of fact,
he didn't know he was on it?
He didn't. And he found out not only is he on there, but he counted 57 versions of people singing his song, Don't Laugh at Me.
Oh, my.
Including little kids who probably lived it.
Oh, is that a joy.
And he said in the process he found a video of an old show of his and a story he used to tell that he'd totally forgotten about. And so he tells this story. He says, I went into a bagel shop, and the place was empty, and the guy behind the counter was like, hey, man. And Steve said hello, looked up at the menu board, and said, I'd like to have a poppy seed bagel, not toasted, with butter. All right, man. First thing the guy does is he picks up a sesame bagel. Steve says, no, I said poppy seed. Oh, sorry, man. He picks up a poppy seed bagel, slices it in half, and puts it in the toaster. Steve goes, whoa, I said untoasted. Oh, wow, man. So the third part he actually gets right. He butters it.
Okay.
He butters it, he wraps it up, mm-hmm. puts it in the bag, walks over to the cash register, and he rings up $1.95. And Steve looks at the menu board again, and it says, buttered bagel, $1.10.
Oh, no.
Now, it's not $0.85. We're just talking principle here. And Steve says, hey, it's $1.10. Mm-hmm. Guy goes, bagel and cream cheese, $1.95. And Steve says, it's not cream cheese, you buttered it. Says, no, man, I put on cream cheese. Steve says, open the bag. Guy opens the bag, unwraps the bagel, looks at it and goes, wow, it's butter. And Steve goes, you know, I said to myself, it's okay to be spacey, but if you have a gig, do the gig, you know. He takes a beat and he goes, he's not there anymore. And after a beat, out of my brain popped, no, he's running the country. And the place went wild. It was a moment for me, because usually I get the bright lines about 2 minutes later. This time I had it right in
you
rhythm.
Tried on, and they laughed.
Then they laughed.
That's great.
No Republicans in Petaluma. So.
Well, okay. Is that it?
Enough fooling around?
Is that it on that? The banter, the light banter, the Jan Matt? Let's bring our guest in. I'm looking at a website. It is very beautiful. And Kip Walker describes herself as a sound healing facilitator. In other words, she activates the healing processes in people. She uses her voice and intention to balance and harmonize subtle energies to bring peace and healing. She has been a ceremonialist and creator of ritual since the mid-1970s and was ordained as a minister of ancient ways and merging paths in the late 1990s. So, Kip, we'd love to welcome you in. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
We should give people your website. So you can look at it as we're listening.
Okay. The website is all one word, quote unquote, givingvoicetospirit.com.
Givingvoicetospirit.com. Hmm? Would you tell us what that is in the upper left corner, that beautiful blue image?
That is a sonic glyph.
Sonic
glyph? I believe you had a show earlier this year about the thymoscope.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were together at the Sound Healing Conference, I did have my voice recorded. And I believe it was Eric who did the recording. And this is a glyph from that experience.
So we're looking at your voice.
It's a print of her voice. Mm-hmm.
That's a print. It's a print of one little tiny bit of my voice. As Eric explained it to me, I literally sang for, at least 60 seconds, maybe a minute and a half. And what happens on that membrane is that the material, and I think it's water in this case, but I'm not sure, vibrates, moves. So it's constantly in motion. And they have just taken one point in that experience, and this is what it looks like.
This is one of the most balanced, beautiful, rich, delineated ones, and I've seen hundreds of them. Kip, yours really is an amazing one.
Well,
do you see any images in it? I almost see little eyes in it.
Actually, well, I've got the big one, the print, sitting here in front of me, and I almost see little beings.
Aha. When I get home, I'm going to put the that little magnifying glass on it, because I was getting a sense that there's a real shamanic feeling in there. So you think they're like little sound beings, or?
It's hard to say. The other thing is the print I'm looking at, which is 8x8, which is a lot more information than you have in that little one on the screen. It's a very organic feeling. I don't know another way to explain it.
Well, that's what the voice is, organic.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what brought you into this field?
Oh, dear.
You know what, Kip, I want to say something interesting. When you and I were at the Sound Healing Conference, I know both of us walked a different path for a while. We were both married to professionals in specialized professional fields. Did you ever think that you would be singing over people freely with no words and just making it up as you go and having them pay you?
Never.
Yeah.
Never. So I did know at that time, my former had his was an aspect of healing, his career, and I didn't know I was a healer, but I didn't quite know how.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was in the more traditional world because my background is also in the healing, in the traditional medical field.
Mm-hmm.
This I never would have guessed that it would have been in this direction.
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing on your website,
mm-hmm.
in the midst of a personal ceremony in 2000, so it sounds like you were already doing ritual and ceremony and doing things to honor sacred and ritual, but it says in the year 2000, you were guided to just open your voice, allow its free use. And now explain what happened at that point, because previously you had felt that you had lost your voice and that you weren't a singer, and here you were suddenly singing. What
exactly. I sang as a young woman, or as a teenager, and glee club and all of that, and then I didn't follow that path. And in my later young adult life, I really couldn't carry a tin in the bucket, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't sing along because I couldn't hold a tune, which was really kind of disconcerting because I thought I had some proficiency. So I just didn't even sing anymore because it was embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. Just gave it up.
I just walked away from it, and I hummed to myself and whatever. But I was in an incredibly empowering situation, circumstance, that the building I was in, that I was blessed to be doing ceremony in, it just had an incredible power of its own. And actually, I had read something about a gentleman who had, he was doing some vocalizing in some more indigenous cultures,
mm-hmm.
Or gatherings, and was being recognized for that.
Did you actually hear his voice?
No, I just was aware that this happened for him. So I was in ceremony, and all of a sudden I just got this, you have a voice, use it kind of thing. It wasn't anything real intellectual. It was just kind of a do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not what I understand toning to be, because toning are these beautiful sounds that are more vowel-like. This, I come out with real syllables, but not real words in terms of any language I know.
But it felt to me, when I heard you sing at the convention, you came up, it felt Hawaiian. First question, is it always Hawaiian? And secondly, do you think you're telling a story? And where's that story from?
Well, I have had people say it sounds Hebrew, it sounds Italian, it sounds Native American, you know, and each song does sound different.
Mm-hmm.
Never sing the same song again. It's always in the moment.
Now, if you start singing a song and it sounds Hebrew, is the whole song Hebrew, or sometimes you switch to Hawaiian sound?
I have no idea.
So, okay.
I'm not that aware of what's coming out in terms of the intellectualizing of what's coming out.
Well,
and yes, I'm not telling a story. I'm responding to the intention, the environment, the need for that song.
So
why
not
that
a
song
story.
Is there.
So possibly a healing message?
Can be a healing message. It's all about moving energy, using those vibrations to shift, move, balance energy to the intention that is the focus.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm singing for someone who's asking for a healing, then I'm focused on working for their highest good and balance and healing for their highest good. If I'm singing a prayer of blessing at a gathering, it's calling the divine, as every, you know, as each person knows it, to come and bless.
So you are actually doing a kind of a specialized, personalized song off once you have felt their resonance and you're singing it to them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, then that makes me think that within that person's resonance field, most likely there's some ancestors coming through, and that could explain why the various tongues and languages, because that resonance...
That's an interesting idea. I hadn't thought of that.
One time I sang to a young man, and my voice was Russian, and afterwards I said, does any Russian mean to you? And he said, well, my whole family's Russian.
Mm-hmm.
So, very fast, I think that the client, as you said, you're singing to the client, and that dictates what your song is.
Yes.
So it must be a healing nature from a higher realm.
Absolutely.
So what do your children think of you with this? And when you first started doing this, and how do they feel now?
Skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
Acknowledging that, yes, there's probably something happening, but... they have their own path.
Mm-hmm.
Honor that.
And so they've experienced your work before.
Yes.
Because that is something for a modern day priestess, initiate, you know, if her children are not in the same work, they might think, where'd mom go? You know, this healing singer. So I just thought it'd be fun to ask you that.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mom's eccentric. We learned to put up with her.
Okay, so they love you anyway.
Love me anyway, thank goodness.
Mm-hmm. I love this picture on the website of you in this ceremonial red outfit, and you're holding a rod with some circular thing. What is that?
That is a sacred object that was created for me by a very dear Navajo friend. She was making spindles out of silver in honor of her grandmother, and I saw that and said, will you make me one? And you can see that there are four little holes on the upper side of this spindle.
Mm-hmm.
Each one is for direction, so it's my mobile spinning altar.
Oh, how beautiful.
So
how do you
ceremony?
Use that? Do you sing with it, spin it? What is your...
I use it in ceremony and calling directions and clearing energy. I use it sometimes when I sing, however I'm called.
Almost like a conductress.
Kind of, yeah.
Of the universe, uh-huh. So I notice here you are a minister of ancient ways. I've never heard that term before. What does that mean?
Well, my background... was raised fairly traditional Protestant, stepped away from that for many years, was introduced to women's spirituality through my feminist activities, and found out about some of the old ways. Followed one of those paths for a while, and realized that I really was called to my Celtic roots and some of the old traditions as we are... what we've brought forward and what we're learning and remembering about what those could have been. My ministry is more about being an exemplar, and my example may be one you don't want to follow, and that's okay too. But bringing forward those ancient ways and merging them with some of the more modern traditions, more established traditions. I haven't walked away from my upbringing and those experiences. Those values are still with me. But it's merging that with the old ways that I also honor.
Kip, when you say ancient ways, can you somehow describe what time in history that is?
Well, I think I can best describe that by saying that Venus of Willendorf is very important to me. I don't know if you know her. She's a wonderful little figure that's about 4 inches high that was found somewhere in Middle Europe. I'm not sure. She's a little clay figure, very round. She's a little goddess figure.
You said Venus?
Venus of Willendorf.
Of Willendorf.
Mm-hmm. And she's about 25,000 years old.
Wow.
My.
So.
That's pretty.
That's amazing. Well, I bet our visitors are saying right this minute, we would like to hear this singing, this style of singing, because it is unusual, and I believe it's coming in more and more in our society. But let's hear one of the selections that Kip sent to the radio station. Seth, it should be there, somewhat ready to go. Kip had sent it to Dawn. Oh, we're taking a look at the Venus of Willendorf. Look at that fabulous shape. Those that are on their computer can go ahead and Google it.
Willendorf is Willendorf, Venus of Willendorf.
Mm-hmm. May I comment about the CD?
Yes.
Certainly. Oh, yes. Please tell me about your CD.
Yeah, my CD was created as a demonstration, a way to explain what I do. I don't perform as the CD suggests, but I wanted something that was would give an idea of how I do connect, how I do sound, what I do, and we had fun adding some extra sounds and things to it too,
to
emphasize that I often prefer to sing in nature when possible.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so was this done in a recording studio then?
It was done in a recording studio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little bit harder to get that intention thing going to a recording studio. Well, let's see if Seth has it. If not, we'll just have you sing something. I think that's even better to get those resonances and the energies out. So let's just see. Do we have that ready to roll, Seth?
Let's remember that Seth is running three radio stations at one time.
Yeah, that's all right. Maybe we'll get that in a little bit later. So, Kip, would you like to share one of your songs?
Well, can I speak about the email I sent you earlier?
Yeah, let's talk about that. It's a very poignant, yes. So go right ahead.
Okay. Earlier today, I visited with Scott Alexander, who was on your show a while back. I met Scott and Sherry at in Santa Fe at the conference. I had a very deep connection with both of them and did ceremony with them. Sherry was in the process of working through experiencing cancer, and I talked to Scott today, and she has passed.
Yes.
She passed, I think it was probably the 28th of March, but it was the end of March.
Mm-hmm.
I told him I would let the community know today. He said he hadn't gotten around to getting the word out, and that's totally understandable.
Mm-hmm.
And I would share with the community that that Sherry Roberts did pass. She was such a beautiful person, such an incredible energy.
Yes, she certainly was.
And I've known her since then.
Would you like to sing something in her memory then?
I would like to sing An Honor to Sherry.
That would be very lovely.
That any, whoever is listening, can take as a blessing for their own loved ones who've crossed over.
Beautiful. Okay, you just go ahead and take a deep breath and just begin to hold this sacred space for this healing song from Kip Walker.
Hey,
Oh, Emalela, Hakerekio, Hakerekio, Hore Mialeke, Horo, Ele Maleke, Heroto, Emala, Hekiera, Haleme, Hekieleleke, Ia, Haere Kolonera, Alkemia alko, kolkia, halkere, imma haile, haile, kolkia, halkere, imma jala larta, emma haile kiotore, emma haile kiotore, imma haile lakailua, eka helartua. Ikaile heyartore, imaile aeroro, omeyavo. Iaimea hivoro, omeyaya avoa. Ella voa, eskikaire, emailu ora.
Sherry Roberts and her husband Scott Tuttle Alexander. A beautiful honor.
Thank you for that opportunity.
Mm-hmm. I think that song Bridge the Veil. And I can see her and feel her smiling. That was a beautiful example of a song coming completely through spirit. It wasn't as if I was listening to you sing. It's as if I was listening to a spirit, angelic force, singing to Sherry, and you were the carrier.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't consider, some people try to say I'm a channel. I don't. That word is confusing for me. I see myself as an instrument.
An instrument, a tool. That is
and for spirit to manifest.
And
that
I
which
read
you
on
do.
Your website that you do not have to be a singer. I had a woman in my group the other night who, her house got robbed, and she went out in her property and started singing in tongues and code and light language.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, here. Here's a crystal bowl. Let's bring in invocation. And it flowed off her tongue, just like you.
Wow.
She was
wonderful.
So surprised. Now, do you think there's an awakening of women's ability to sing in these ancient tongues recently?
I'm hearing more and more of it.
Mm-hmm.
At first, I was hearing about the toning, but as I connect a little more here and there. I am hearing more and more that people are using languages that star languages, light languages,
mm-hmm.
they have a variety of names, and that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I love those words, light language. I think of encodings, of activations happening in the receiver.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, tell me what you've been doing recently and what your next step is.
Well, I actually was kind of stepped away and was disconnected through most of the winter. I'm not sure what I was hibernating about. I'm very pleased.
Regular stuff, huh?
Huh?
Were you doing regular life?
regular life and sorting that kind of thing out. Mm-hmm. And I'm open to what the next step is going to be. I'm not at all certain.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that's the way to be, just be in service.
And looking forward to what the next opportunity is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's
not like a regular job where you can market yourself.
Exactly. I have a blog, which is Voice to Spirit. And trying to keep connected with people a bit that way. and looking forward to what comes. I really appreciate this opportunity to reconnect with the sound world. Mm-hmm. And
well, we had so much fun at the convention, didn't we?
Oh, it was so much fun.
That was heaven.
I really enjoyed it.
Being surrounded by all those wonderful sound, but would, you know, like Star Trek's have there, would we be sound techies? I don't know.
You know, given that your journey is unpredictable, do you
yes.
have any stories of surprising things that have happened on this path?
Well, I'm a nomad, and I never know when I'm going to be next, where I'm going to be next, what's going to be next. Started a nomad path about 10 years ago, and I'm somewhat stationary in my housing right now, but I've been all over the place. And love the journey. It's a wonderful opportunity to practice the trust and knowing that spirit will provide.
Mm-hmm. Now, life takes you to Hawaii sometimes, right?
No, actually not.
No? Okay. I was looking on your website and it appeared to be in a Hawaiian setting.
Actually, that's Front Yard.
Mm-hmm. So, what is your day job? What do you spend your time doing when you're not? Just so the listeners get an idea.
It depends on which day, Jan.
Well, you're trained as a medical technologist, right?
I am trained as a medical technologist. I do work in the lab upon occasion now, mm-hmm. not in a full-time manner. I'm trained as an artist and photographer, and I enjoy doing that. I do have an additional business that I'm body care products that I'm creating.
Tell us about that.
Are infused with vibrational energies, mm-hmm. and I'm looking forward to that blossoming.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming more slowly than I'd like, but mm-hmm. I'm excited about that.
Definitely a challenge to mix business and art, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Very much so.
And to hold the quality and all that it takes. Tell us about, on your website you mentioned a sacred, Matt just bent right over and covered up the words, a sacred spirit bowl, a vessel honoring the nurturing and abundance of the feminine principle. Describe to me what that is and how you use it in your work.
Again, that's a mobile altar. When I first started on a more shamanic direction on my path, a dear friend is a pipe carrier, and a number of my friends were training with her, and they were pipe carriers, and I was told very clearly by spirit, I'm not a pipe carrier, which mm-hmm. was very sad. And I didn't know what
clan.
I was supposed to do.
Your clan. No, not a pipe carrier. You're a sacred spirit bowl carrier.
Yeah. And that's exactly what I was told.
Uh-huh. Different tools. Uh-huh.
So I'm not aware. I mean, I know it's a tradition that's in a number of indigenous paths, mm-hmm. But I'm not trained in any particular path by any means. So it was mm-hmm. kind of... Spirit told me what to do and what to gather and how to create it.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this bowl like a Tibetan bowl? Does it sing or make music or just kind of more an offering rich for?
Actually, the bowl is a turtle shell.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a turtle shell, which
beautiful.
In a number of cultures is considered earth. The turtle is Mother Earth. And the fact that it's turned over and is a vessel
mm-hmm.
Is significant to me. It's a very feminine altar.
Mm-hmm.
It collects a variety of objects as they come and dispenses sacred objects too.
Mm-hmm.
I use it in ceremony. I'm a minister. I do perform weddings, and I have used it in weddings and other ceremonies. Particularly like to use it for blessing the rings.
Beautiful.
And
So you have personalized your tools of the trade. Do you use any particular musical instruments with your singing? I have a whole room full, so I'm always interested to see. It sounds like you're a minimalist. You just have a few things that you take with you.
Well, I've gathered a few. I have a flat drum that I play.
Which drum?
I remember. Huh?
What kind of a drum?
The flat drum. The
flat drum.
A drumming circle, so we use that a lot in the drumming circle, but I also use it in ceremony.
Okay.
And otherwise, noisemakers,
mm-hmm.
whatever comes.
So you don't just do ceremonialist singing. Do you actually work with people and do healing shamanic sessions where you're
yes.
actually moving and clearing and the whole thing?
Correct. Correct.
Do you do depossessions?
Probably not quite the way you're using the word.
Uh-huh. You work with negative energies and entities and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. I can work with them.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't been something I've had a lot of call for.
Yeah, depossession's a pretty strong word. Sorry.
Yeah.
Because all...
No, I have a shaman friend. A native medicine man who has done that work, and it's pretty intense.
Yeah, and some people specialize in it, so
right.
I just thought I would check to see, where your parameters mm-hmm. and your work and interests went. And let's say, again, Kip Walker here, sacred vocalist, ceremonialist, ritualist, living out of Santa Fe, New Mexico. Her website is Giving Voice to Spirit. I'm going to be in Santa Fe soon, Kip.
Quinn.
I'll give you a call. The Mesa Boys, the fellow who owned the property up there out of Benton, were having a workshop that Randy Masters and Mohsen Hormanish are going to show people how to live using sound, light, and color, sustainable architecture. So I'll be up there for that. June 21st or the next weekend, I'll let you know. Great.
Oh, please. I would love to visit.
You know,
we
Matt
play.
And I were thinking we might like to...
Kip might want to read this.
Read your poem. I think we should all take turns. Make it more interesting, more fun.
We're looking at the poem on your website?
I believe. The poem on your website? Is that
yes.
easy to bring up for you, Kip? Do you know that by heart?
Not by heart.
Okay, well, maybe Matt and I will read it. Did you write this beautiful poem?
Yes.
All right. So, Matt, I think we should read it. We should give voice to the masculine.
Yeah.
That's feminine and masculine, Kip, that we put together tonight. All right, you start
what?
Out. I'll let you go first. He pointed his finger at me for me to go
Well,
first.
Okay.
I win.
I believe in one universal power, all loving, all sustaining, all inclusive, all changing. And I honor this universal love with many names as fits the celebration or the yearning of that moment.
I believe there are many paths to spirit, and each of us must find our own.
I believe in the divinity of each individual, who in turn is a divine part of the universal all that is.
I believe it is the responsibility of each person to live what is true in their heart. Bringing forth that truth will give you life.
I believe in the law of multiples. All actions and words return threefold. As you sow, so shall you reap. Your mind and your relationship with yourself and others are reflected in everything around you.
I believe in rainbows, all the colors which travel between dark and light. Black and white, and I strive to walk that path in love, beauty, trust, and joy.
I believe in miracles.
Hey, Kip, that's great. That's our show, Live from Ordinary Miracles. Oh, boy.
Thank you.
Well,
oh, wow, that feels good.
Yeah, to hear your own poem right here on the radio. Well,
yeah.
Skip, again, when I first met you, I said, she's one of the real ones. And then when I heard you sing, I said, she's one of the authentic ones. She's a healer. She's a light worker. And I remember how kind and compassionate and unegotistical you were when you said, here, let me drive you over to the next place you need to go. Let me carry your things. Let me assist you. So that is the spirit of this, the camaraderie, but where we're at as healers and light workers. And I just really appreciative I could meet you then and have you on our show tonight, and I wish you well. And I'm going to let Matt say.
That was a real pleasure getting to know you.
I thoroughly enjoyed being here. Thank you so much for the opportunity and for the blessing of sharing.
Yes, certainly for that. So yes. Kip, keep the good work up.
And be well.
Be well.
Good night.
Good night. Bye.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So what's so next week?
announcements. Next week we'll have a guest on who will interview me. I've written a book called Voice of Union, which is about working through your path, balancing your own masculine and feminine. And
masculine.
That's it. I have to mention that. It's really up for everyone. And the relationships are just banging around within ourselves and with other people. And I'll just talk about my one little story, a book that I wrote, a manuscript called Voice of Union. And so, who knows, maybe I'll introduce myself. I'll sit over there and then I'll come over here.
Yeah, a little bit of gestalt therapy there.
The next week I'm off to Egypt in Israel, so wish me well. I'll be doing some singing and peace work and sound healing there. Don't forget to go to soundhealingcenter.com. You can look in on some of my upcoming voice classes. Jan Sircone, musicforjoyandhealing.com. Matt?
Okay, let's see. Local announcements on April 27th, a week from this coming Sunday, I'll have Joel Raphael performing here live in the store. Joel is a modern Woody Guthrie. He's been kind of wandering the world for many years and kind of singing as a voice for those who aren't as fortunate as the elite in this world, is one way of putting it. And he just put out a new album on Jackson Browne's new label, and the album's called 13 Stories High. And I think David Crosby and Graham Nash sing on his record. But Joel's a very cool guy. He used to wait in line to play the troubadour on the Monday night showcases that I was producing back in the 70s. And he'd always bring me a bag of avocados because he lived near an avocado orchard down in Encinitas.
Sounds like a cool guest.
I'm waiting to see if he brings me avocados on the 27th.
Test of his memory.
Right. On Ordinary Miracles here, live on our show, I don't have a guest yet for the 30th. If any of you have something interesting to share, hey, contact me.
Mm-hmm.
On May 7th, be interesting, we have a local doctor, Al Haas, who works at Kaiser. He's also a wonderful singer-songwriter. And we're going to talk about the integration of music with allopathic mm-hmm. healing.
Wonderful.
And then May 14th, earlier tonight I mentioned Steve Suskin. One of America's treasures as a songwriter and performer, and he'll be here on our show, Live Ordinary Miracles, on the 14th of May. That's probably enough announcements for now.
I think it's great. Thanks for joining us. Blessings to everyone.
Yeah, thank you all.
Yeah, good night.
And, I think masculine sounds better than feminine.
Feminine, we'll work on that. Hey, listen in to the last songs from my CD, As Above, So Below. Get it on cdbaby.com.
Good night, y'all.
Good night.
Oh.